You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Bath, Catterick and Sandown on this edition. There's plenty to come on Wednesday. We've also got Lingfield Park in the afternoon to supplement the cards at Bath and Catterick. And into the evening, Leicester and Nace alongside the Sandown card. You'll hear every race live, of course, on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Stephen Powell, Ross Briley and Kevin O'Malley. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to four races on Wednesday, as well as a spin through the latest racing news, is Mick Norton. Hello, Mick.
Hi, Sam.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good stuff. The weather seems to be turning, Mick, which might mean we're finally going to get a chance to see these fast ground horses on their best ground.
Yeah, so the minute the sun starts to shine, what do I read? That Mr. Stickles has already turned the taps on at Ascot.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you couldn't make it up, could you?
Blimey.
You couldn't make it up.
I mean, you do have to feel for connections of the likes of Time Test, who desperately needs that that quick ground, and it seems to be going against him. He's going to line up at the Judmont next month, Mick, and one of his likely opponents could be Hawkbill,
yes,
who looks set to swerve the King George and Queen Elizabeth. Won the Eclipse nicely. He does need to be supplemented into the race against Time Test, but I'm sure Godolphin can find a few quid to do that.
Good race for him as well, the Judmonds, and I think they're doing the right thing to sidestep postponed, and of course with Dartmouth going there now as well.
Yeah,
it does look a logical step for Hawkbill, doesn't it?
Yeah, 7-2 for Time Test for the Judgment. Hawkbill then 4-1 needs to be supplemented at this stage. The Gurkha 9-2, 8-1 for Idaho and Tens Bar. A word on the King George and Queen Elizabeth as well, Mick, this weekend. Postponed 1-2. Easy to see the support coming for that one. But as you said, second in the betting, 11-2 now Dartmouth. The Queen's first runner in the race since 1978. Yeah. Adds a little extra dimension.
Absolutely. She hasn't got a bad record in it either, has she? She won it with Oriole. But she's had 1, 2, 3, 4 runners up. There's worse places to finish than second in the King George, isn't there? It's 247,000, I think, plus bits and pieces for finishing second. Well, you'd have to go a long way to earn that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So they do right to send him, and well, Sir Michael has won it with plenty of horses similar to him, hasn't he? Harbinger, the latest of them. In 2010, what an impressive winner he was that day. Conduit, 2009. Golan, he won in 2002. Is it 2014 years ago since Golan won it? I can't believe it. And of course, Sugar, the Magic Sugar, back in 81. So he certainly knows what it takes to win the King George. And what a great day that would be if Her Majesty could win the race named after her. Her father and mother.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-2 then it is for Postponed. Dartmouth 11-2. The globe-trotting Highland Reel is 6-1. Wings of Desire, winner of the Dante, is 8-1. Then it's 9's Erupt and 20-1 bar those. So we could have a little battle on behind Postponed. There's some good horses in the field.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's bowling up into a. It's sort of for one of the feature races of the season. It sometimes gets a bit of a forgotten look about it, with some horses having autumn targets, etc. But it's a massive midsummer target, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know, you can still feasibly take this race in and then still head to the Ark or something later on in the season. There's no reason why you have to choose between the two, is there?
No, I'm not. I'm surprised it's not minding or something there. You know, getting the filly's allowance, 3-year-old weight for age allowance. I mean, if she was entered in it, she'd be 2-1 second favourite, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that race, though, come the weekend. Anyway, we are in the height of the flat season, of course, but a little bit of Jumps news as well, which will please Jumps fans. The Mighty Fourheen set to go back to work, as it were, next week after missing the festival through injury. Also positive news for Konigry as well. Of course, would he even go Champion Hurdle, Mick? William Mullins seems to have even more than ever for next year's festival.
Absolutely. I think all options are open, aren't they? I think we'll just have to wait. And Willie's not a great one for making long-range plans, is he?
No, exactly.
So we'll probably know the day before what he's going to do.
Yeah, and if he does make those long-range plans, certainly doesn't relay them to us in the public and the media.
He doesn't let us know, no.
No, but yeah, good news that that Forheen is on the comeback trail. Anything else on your mind then, Mick, before we move on to Wednesday's action?
No, it's just nice to have a bit of decent weather to look forward to and hope that the Galway Festival, which can be... a bit mixed weather-wise, so of course that's coming up soon. I hope they get this little spell of good weather we're having extends into that as well. So, and of course, Glorious Goodwood's on the horizon as well, isn't it? So let's hope we just have a few weeks. And the form book settles down as well when the grounds, as long as these Clarkson courses don't get tap-happy, you can get a little bit of sense and sensibility to some of the results which we haven't been getting in this rain affected that we've been having to face. So let's hope that for the sake of the form book that they keep the taps turned off and we see some good fast racing ground.
Indeed, which is exactly what we're set to have on Wednesday. We're looking ahead to Bathcatterick and Sandown. Good to firm at Sandown, good to firm at Catterick, and it's firm, good to firm in places at Bath at the time of recording. We begin with a Bath race. This is a Phillies handicap coming up at 2:40. A mile and three is the trip for these seven runners, and we've got a runner here who's likely to head affairs in the Golden Horn colours, Mick.
Yeah, she's beautifully bred, isn't she, Dawn Horizons, and she built on her promising debut, despite being a bit too keen for her own good at Doncaster next time. Although the horses who finished in front her haven't done much for the form. The fourth has come out and won, and the fifth was placed in a decent contest, giving the form a bit of substance. And the handicap hasn't gone over the top, giving her a rating of 82. And to be honest, I've struggled to find a danger to her. Cartier was given a strange ride at Windsor last time. Sean Levy didn't seem to know where he wanted to be on the track, and in the circumstances, she did well to finish where she did in third, and the winner's run well since, giving the form a bit of substance, and she's not out of this after a 51-day break, Cartier. And the only other one I could give a mention to is Visage Blanc, who did win off an £8 lower mark at Salisbury in May. Generally consistent since then, second off this mark last time, although beaten a fair old way, but still in the thick of it again in a race where you can't make a case for too many, but Dawn Horizons looks the one to be on, as long as they don't go overboard and make it odds on. But it should win.
OK, it's the likely race, Dawn Horizons, then, for Mick, for William Haggis, Pat Cosgrave and Anthony Oppenheimer. We move on to the 5 o'clock at Catterick. This is a handicap over 5 furlongs. Some sprinters in action here. 13 of them set to go to post. Then a mixed bag of runners, it's fair to say, Mick.
Yeah, I'm worried about the penalty for the top one best trip. He's got an outside box as well, which isn't insurmountable with 16 plus runners, because you can go far side, but 11 runners, I think he's just a little bit out on the wing, and I don't think he'll go over on his own. I like the look of King Crimson here, trained by Mick Shannon, whose horses remain in tremendous form. He's held his form well since his Brighton win in April, although he's still £4 higher than that win. He has gone close off of this mark, and I think he's got a big chance here. A good run at Salisbury a couple of outings ago, and hasn't run badly in his last twice either. So King Crimson gets the vote. Dangers. Singer's interesting. Bounced back to something like his best after a disappointing run at York the time before. Finished a close fourth in a fairly competitive Beverly contest. And he's back close to his last winning mark of 77 here at Catterick. But he has won off 92 in the dim and distant. And Singer definitely on the evidence of that Beverly run won't be far away. And the bottom one, Flash City, trained by Ruth Carr, went up £4 for that Doncaster win. He's got a good draw in one, yet to back up in his long career, back up a win with another one, but he has gone close after winning. So I wouldn't sort of hold that against him too much. But, yeah, they're the three to concentrate on. I just like, I like King Crimson. I just like the way he goes about his job. It looks pretty straightforward.
Okay, then, King Crimson, the one, then, the Mick Shannon runner, gets the choice in that 5 o'clock race at Catterick. We go over to Sandown now for a couple of races there, beginning with the 7.35, a 7 furlong handicap first up. 9 runners to go through here. Who's caught the eye, Nick?
I think this looks a good opportunity for Cop Toon. Trying a new trip, but judged on the sire, Rip Van Winkle. 7 furlong should be ideal. It was a wrong trip last time. They dropped him back to 5 furlongs. That was no good. Had a big weight the time before. Made a winning start for the stable at Bath the time before that. And top jockey being booked as well, James Doyle. And I think he looks tailor-made for this trip, Cop Toon. So he gets the vote. Hard to make a really strong case. There's some more questions and answers amongst the rest. He is too, I suppose, just come here in tremendous form, but is up from class 5 into class 4 off a £5 higher mark. But a filly in form you can never discount, and she looks the danger to Cop Toon. And after that, it's basically take your pick. At the moment, as we speak, we've got a nice each-way shape to it with 9 standing the ground. Possibly realise if he can ever translate his all-weather form to the turf, he's very well handicapped. But so far, we haven't seen much evidence of it. It looks booked for Cop Toon to me. Possibly Halibop, who's still £5 higher than the last win. But there are fewer dangers here. And she stays a mile, so she'll probably be prominent from the start, and that's never a bad thing to me, I don't think, at Sandown, especially if you're getting an uncontested lead and there's nobody better from the front than Joe Fanning. So Halibop might be the one for Cop Toon to aim at in the home straight.
Okay, Cop Toon then, the main selection for the 7.35 at Sandown. We go to their lucky last now. This is the 8.40 on Wednesday evening, a 5 furlong sprint handicap for us here. 8 runners standing the ground at the time of recording. What did you like in this one?
Yeah, again, as one of Mick Shannon's here, is in quite good form, got course and distance winning form as well. Still £3 higher than the last win, but very solid efforts off of this mark the last twice, and calmer waters here, I think, than the last couple of occasions. And I think he's going to get the vote, Jay Walker. The danger is Domino. Now, he's £6 higher than the last win, which probably just makes him a bit vulnerable. And he has been held 4 times off of this new mark. But few of these, with the exception of Jay Walker, will match his early pace. And these two, I think, are going to dominate this from the get-go. And it'd be a good aiming point for Jay Walker, Wilson Domino, because he'll take them a long way. He won't be far... He won't be far away at the end, but I do think Jay Walker will run him down close home. Don't be surprised if all Secret Asset stays on into the frame. He gets little change from the handicapper, even though he's 11 years old now, but is running well. And he could be the one to track the two. I don't think this race will change much in dimension from start to finish. And I think they'll be the three that dominate, and that's how they'll finish.
Okay, Jay Walker then, another one for Mick Shannon. The top weight getting the nod in that 8.40 at Sandown. Just give us a quick recap, please, then, Mick, of your 4 selections for the races we've looked at.
Okay, go to Bath for the 2.40. And Dawn Horizon certainly been given a chance by the handicapper. I just hope she doesn't get over bet, but I'm not holding my breath. 5 o'clock at Catterick, they sprint 5. And it looks a good opportunity for King Crimson, the admirable King Crimson, who's holding his form well, and I think he's got a big chance here. In the 7.35 at Sandown, Cop Toon trying this trip for the first time, but the booking of James Doyle by Joe Hughes catches the eye, and for me, he looks as though this trip could be ideal for him. And in the lucky last, a couple of speedsters in action here, Jay Walker and Sir Domino at the weights. I just prefer Jay Walker, but I think that's the way they'll finish 1-2.
Excellent stuff. There we are then. Thoughts of Mick Norton on Wednesday's action. Thank you very much for that, Mick, and enjoy the action as it happens on Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Sam.
And remember, you can tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio on Wednesday afternoon with Stephen Powell, Ross Briley and Kevin O'Malley guiding you through the racing. We're at Lingfield, Catterick and Bath in the afternoon. Then it's Leicester, Sandown and Nace in the evening. You've been listening to the Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.